The Real Animal House, the awesomely depraved saga of the fraternity that inspired the movie. By Chris Miller. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2006 by Chris Miller. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Chris Miller and Little Brown & Company, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Real Animal House, a real foreword. Chris Miller got to Dartmouth in 1959, joined the Alpha Delta Phi fraternity, and I guess we could say that the rest is apocryphal. By the time Chris and I met in 1975, his Tales of the Adelphian Lodge were among the most popular stories published in National Lampoon, and Chris was frequently out of New York reading those and other stories of his to college audiences all around the country. How I came to be at the Lampoon in those days is a long chapter for the book I'm currently too lazy to write, but this is the relevant part. In early 75, I was performing in the National Lampoon show in a New York cabaret with John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Bill Murray, Brian Doyle Murray, and Joe Flaherty. Our producers were Matty Simmons, publisher of the Lampoon, and Ivan Reitman, at that time a successful young Canadian producer with great entrepreneurial instincts, who had made considerable money producing and distributing exploitation films like Cannibal Girls, They Eat Men. But Ivan was looking beyond another off-Broadway Lampoon cabaret show. What Ivan imagined, and what he proposed to Matty Simmons, was the first Lampoon feature film. Our show had opened to mixed reviews and so-so business, but the run extended through the summer of that year when Lorne Michaels came talent scouting for his new NBC venture, Saturday Night.